不如我邀请弟兄姊妹同我一同读出好吗？开始。
有主的一个使者对腓利说：起来，向南走，往那从耶路撒冷下加撒路上去。那路是旷野，腓利就起身去了。不料有一个埃提亚伯人，是个有大权的太监，在阿提亚伯女王千大基的手下总管银库。他上耶路撒冷礼拜去了，现在回来，在车上坐着，念先知以赛亚的书。圣灵对腓利说：你去贴近那车走。腓利就便问他说：你所念的，你明白吗？他说：没有人指教我，怎能明白呢？于是请腓利上车，与他同坐。他所念的那段经说：他像羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊羔在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。他卑微的时候，人不按公义审判他，谁能绝说他的世代？因为他的生命从地上夺去。太监对腓利说：请问先知说这话是指着谁？是指着自己呢？是指着别人呢？腓利就开口从这经上起，对他传讲耶稣。二人正往前走，到了有水的地方，太监说：看啊，这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？腓利说：你若是一心相信，就可以。他回答说：我信耶稣基督是神的儿子。于是吩咐车站住，腓利就和太监二人同下水里去。腓利就给他施洗，从水里上来，主的灵把腓利提了去，太监也不再见他了，就欢欢喜喜的走路。后来有人在亚索都遇见腓利，他走遍那地方，在各城宣传福音，直到该撒利亚。
经文读毕，这个是神的话语。在我们当中正道的是我们主任牧师陈翠明牧师，讲到主题神圣的任命。
Good morning, everybody.
大家早晨。
I want to begin my sermon by sharing a little bit about how I became a Christian.
開始嘅時候，想大家同大家分享我係點樣成為基督徒。
You see, I grew up in a non-Christian home.
我係由從一個非基督嘅基督徒嘅家庭長大。
And so my parents didn't teach me anything about God.
我父母從來冇教導我關於神嘅任何事情。
They just said, study hard, work hard, make a lot of money, and you'll be happy.
佢同我講要努力讀書，要考到好嘅學校，然後賺好多錢。
My parents were immigrants from Taiwan.
我父母咧係來自台山嘅移民。
And so that's probably what their parents taught them.
可能之前所提到嘅就係佢哋父母所教導佢哋嘅。
So how did I become a Christian?
咁其實我係點樣成為基督徒嘅咧？
Well, certainly I think God was working in my heart.
我相信神喺我心裏邊動工。
I was in junior high school.
咁我讀初中嘅時候，
and I began to think a lot of thoughts.
咁我心裏邊就開始有呢啲嘅疑問。
I wondered what happens when a person dies.
我諗人死後有咩事情發生咧？
Is there life after death?
死亡之後有冇生命嘅咧？
Is life just making a lot of money, having a good life, and then there's nothing after that?
人生係咪賺好多錢，跟住就灰飛煙滅咧？
So what happened was that there were some neighbors of ours that lived across the street from us.
當時住喺我哋對面街有啲啲嘅鄰居。
I grew up in Cambridge before it became a very expensive place to live.
嗰陣時我屋企係住喺劍橋區，嗰陣時仲未好似而家貴到住唔起。
And these neighbors were Caucasian people.
咁呢啲嘅鄰居咧係白人嚟嘅。
They were even older than my parents.
佢哋比我父母年紀仲大。
And yet something motivated them to invite my brother and I to go to church.
咁有嘢係驅使佢哋去邀請我同我哥哥去翻教會。
And we accepted that invitation.
我哋就接受咗呢個嘅邀請。
And that began a journey where I became a Christian.
咁開始咗一個旅程，我終於成為一個基督徒。
And eventually became a pastor.
而最終亦都係成為一個嘅牧師。
And so as I think about what happened, I wonder to myself.
我回想翻喺我生命上面發生咗咩嘅事。
What if those neighbors didn't invite my brother and I to go to church?
假設如果呢啲嘅鄰居冇邀請我哥哥去翻教會嘅話
，What if these neighbors lived someplace else and didn't even know who they were?
如果呢啲鄰居其實係住喺其他地方，我哋冇機會去認識佢哋嘅話
，And I wondered whether, did I become a Christian by chance?
我就喺度諗。我其實成為基督徒係咪一個嘅際遇
？Was I just lucky that someone invited me to go to church？
係咪我好幸運有人邀請我翻教會
？Because certainly my whole life was changed because of what happened。
因為事情嘅發生令我生命完全嘅改變。
And maybe you could think about how you became a Christian。
或者大家亦都可以諗你係點樣成為一個基督徒。
What if you didn't grow up in a Christian home? If you grew up in a Christian home,
如果你係一個基督徒嘅家庭長大嘅話，如果你唔係一個基督徒家庭長大，你會唔會成為基督徒咧
？What if your friend didn't invite you to a picnic or evangelistic meeting of the church?
如果你朋友冇邀請你去教會所辦嘅野餐或者一個嘅報道嘅聚會
，Would you have become a Christian?
你會唔會成為一個基督徒咧
？And so I want to this morning look at a passage.That will teach us how people become Christians.
我想今日同大家一齊睇一段嘅經文，去思想我哋點樣成為一個基督徒。
How does God work so that someone becomes a believer and follower of Jesus?
究竟發生咩事，一個人成為一個基督徒，成為一個基督嘅跟隨者咧
？And as we look at this passage, hopefully it also helps us to understand how we are to share the gospel with other people.
希望從呢個嘅今日所睇嘅呢段嘅經文，亦都幫助我哋去明白我哋點樣去同其他人分享福音。
How were we involved in that process? Is it just a random process, or is there something else going on?
其實我哋係點樣可以參與呢個嘅過程？因為其實係一個偶然發生嘅事情咧。
And so we want to look at the passage in Acts chapter 8, verses 25 through 40.
我今日所睇嘅就係《使徒行傳》第八章第二十五至到四十節。
And after we look at the story, we want to draw some lessons from that.
我哋睇完呢個嘅故事之後，我哋從中會提取一啲嘅學習嘅功課。
So as we look at this passage in Acts chapter 8, let me give you a little bit of background.
咁我哋睇呢段嘅經文之前，想俾大家啲嘅背景。
This is very early in the history of the church.At this point, there were only Christians in Jerusalem and only Jewish Christians.
嗰陣時，淨係喺耶路撒冷有基督徒，嗰啲都係猶太人。
But many people came to Christ.
但好多人係信主。
And it seemed like people came to Christ through, you might say, mass evangelism.
嗰陣時，啲人信主通常係透過一啲大型嘅聚會。
So if you were to read Acts chapter 2,For instance, 3,000 people came to Christ on the day of Pentecost.
如果大家係睇《使徒行傳》第二章嘅話，就睇到有3,000人喺五旬節信主。
You read the next chapter, Acts chapter 3. It sounds like 2,000 people became Christian.
係下一章喺《使徒行傳》第三章有2,000人一齊信主。
And so, in the midst of this mass evangelism, God seems to focus on one person.
喺呢啲大型嘅宣教嘅聚會。
And he uses a person named Philip.
我哋再睇呢个故事，神只用一个人去带领一个人信主。
And we first meet Philip in Acts chapter 6.
在《使徒行传》第六章，我们首先看到腓尼这个人。
He was, you might say, one of the first deacons.
你可以说他是最早期其中一个的执事。
Now he was not the apostle Philip, because there was an apostle named Philip.
他不是十二门徒之中的腓尼。
But you might say he was just a lay person.
他是一个平信徒。
In Acts chapter 6, he's involved in the distribution of food to the widows in the church.
在《使徒行传》第六章，腓尼是负责供应寡妇的饮食。
But after he was faithful in doing this, God used him in more things.
他忠心的侍奉之后，神是大大的使用他。
God used him particularly in the area of evangelism.
神特别是在宣教方面去使用他。
Now when a great persecution came upon the church, people, the Christians were scattered.
当教会受到逼迫的时候，信徒是四散。
And Philip went to Samaria.
腓尼就去了撒玛利亚。
And some of you may have heard that area called Samaria.
可能大家都听过撒玛利亚这个的地方。
It was inhabited with people that were half Jew and half Gentile.
住在那里的人，他们其实血统一半是犹太人，一半是外邦人。
These Samaritans were despised by the Jewish people.
这些撒玛利亚人是被犹太人所藐视。
But God directed Philip to go to Samaria.
神就领导腓尼去到撒玛利亚。
And he shared the gospel there.
就在撒玛利亚传福音。
And many of those people came to Christ.
那里很多人信主。
In fact, it talks about how the whole area was filled with joy because of hearing the gospel.
而在圣经里面提到那个地方就大有欢喜，很多人信主。
And so in the midst of a very successful ministry in Samaria, God sends an angel to Philip.
腓尼在撒玛利亚的事工非常之的成功，就在那一刻有天使将他带到撒玛利亚。
In Acts chapter 8 verse 26, God says through this angel, rise and go towards the south,to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza.
在《使徒行传》第八章二十六节咁话，有主的一个使者对腓尼说：起来向南走，往那从耶路撒冷下加撒的路上去，那路是旷野。
So Philip was in this northern area where there was lots of people and lots of people coming to Christ.
腓尼本来就喺北边一个地方，好多人信主嘅。
God's sending him to the south toward a desert area right outside of Sinai where there are very few people.
但是神就差派腓尼去到西奈山北边一个人烟非常之稀少的旷野。
And we see that Philip was obedient to this angel.
腓尼就是顺从这个的神的使者。
And God was sending Philip to meet up withThis Ethiopian eunuch.
神差派腓尼就是去控见这个的太监。
This Ethiopian eunuch came from an area that was just south of Egypt.
这个太监来自埃提阿伯，就在埃及以南。
And not only was he an Ethiopian, that is, he was probably a black man.
他是埃提阿伯人，所以应该是黑人。
And so,God had an interest in this person.
神对这个人有兴趣。
He seems he was a high court official.
这个的太监是一个高官。
Now it mentions that he was a eunuch.
刚才提到他是一个太监。
That is, he was castrated.
他是被阉割的。
And it seems like this was a common practice with court officials in those days because they didn't want some of the male officials to impregnate the wives of the king or the queen.
当时就是有这个的通常的习俗，很多时太做这些高官是会被阉割，防止宫中有女性怀孕。
But this court official was in charge of the treasury for the queen.
这个太监他是女王银库的总管。
And so clearly this person was not a Jew.
所以很明显这个人不是一个犹太人。
But yet God seemed to have interest in him.
但是神对他是有兴趣。
Because this person had interest in God. He was a person that was attracted to the Jewish God. In fact, he had enough interest to go from Ethiopia all the way to Jerusalem to worship this God. And this is perhaps a 200-mile journey which took months to complete.
可能距離有 200英里咁長, 需要幾個月時間去走呢條路。
So he had already worshipped in Jerusalem, and he's on his way back.
他在耶路撒冷敬拜完神之後, 現在回到家。
And maybe even at this point, when he was in Jerusalem, he even heard about Jesus.
可能在耶路撒冷的時候, 他已經聽過耶穌這個人物。
How this Jesus claimed to be the Messiah.
因為耶穌就自稱為尼賽亞。
And it seems like he was still interested, he was still searching.
這個太監就對耶穌是有興趣，他在尋找。
Because it tells us that he was also reading from the book of Isaiah.
經文提到他是自己在看這個以賽亞書。
Now in those days, people didn't just have Bibles like this.
在當時的人,不像我們現在有聖經。
The scriptures were written in scrolls.
當時的經文是寫在卷上面。
They were handwritten.
是手寫的。
And so, unless you were really rich like him, you didn't have access to the Word of God.
除非你好像那個人那麼有錢，否則你對神的這些話語，你是沒有機會去接觸。
So apparently he had access to the book of Isaiah.
但這個太監就可以有一份的以賽亞書。
And in verse 29, the Holy Spirit tells Philip to go and meet up and talk with this person.
29節說聖靈對腓利說你去貼近那車走。
And again, we should note that Philip obeyed the Holy Spirit.
我們知道腓利是順從聖靈的指引。
Because he could have said, "Whoa, you know, he's a very important official."
其實腓利可以說，哦，這個其實是高官來的。
He's a very powerful man. He probably has a caravan with him. And he is a black man. He is rich. Who am I to go and talk to this person? But Philip obeyed the Holy Spirit. And as he heard him reading the book of Isaiah, he says, "Do you understand what you are reading?"
他聽到這個太監在讀以賽亞書，就問：你所念的，你明白嗎？
We see when people read in those days, they usually read out loud.
當時啲人讀書嘅時候係開聲嘅讀出嚟。
And so he was reading from the book of Isaiah. In fact, he was reading from Isaiah chapter
53.
And if you know anything about the book of Isaiah, you know that Isaiah 53 is a very special chapter. It talks a lot about the Messiah. In fact, a lot of it we sometimes read at Good Friday or Easter. It's almost as if you were sitting next to somebody on the bus. And this person was reading John chapter 3,
这个人读紧,
which talks about being born again.
约翰福音第三章关于重新得救。
And this person had a lot of questions and wanted to know more. This is sort of like similar to what this situation here.
個人一邊睇一邊有好多嘅疑問，就好似我哋呢張睇到嘅故事一樣。
Now you may say and look at it, say, "Well, boy, this is really lucky."
咁你可能會話，哦，係好彩嘅啫。
He just so happens on this deserted area to meet up with this caravan.
就係咁啱佢喺呢個曠野遇到呢個嘅馬車隊。
And this person is just happening to read from Isaiah 53.
又咁啱佢睇緊以賽亞書第53章。
And he's interested in knowing more.
佢有興趣想知道關於多一啲關於呢章嘅。
And so you could say, oh, this is random, or you could say, God is planning this all out.
你或者以為係一個偶然發生嘅事，亦都可以話係神特別安排發生嘅。
In fact, when Philip asked him, "Do you understand what you're reading?" he says, "How can I unless someone guides me?"
腓利就係問呢個太監，你明唔明你所讀嘅？咁腓利呢個太監嘅回覆就係話，我想有人解釋俾我聽。
In fact, he invites Philip into his chariot, and beginning with the scripture, Philip begins to guide him in terms of what this passage is teaching.
佢就請腓利上車，咁之後腓利就係解釋咗呢段經文嘅意思。
The passage that he was reading from Isaiah 53 talks about someone dying.
在这一段的经文以赛亚书这段经文里面是提到有一个人为其他人牺牲
Someone who was unjustly dying
是一个 是非公义的去被人所杀
And yet this person was not resisting
但是这个人就是没有去抵抗
And so the eunuch asked Philip in verse 34 who is he talking about? Who is Isaiah writing about?
所以在第34節他就問腓利其實經文裡面所說的是誰人呢
And Philip uses this scripture to point him to Jesus Christ.
腓利就透過經文將他向他去解釋耶穌基督
Because he didn't know who was this writer talking about.
他不知道以賽亞書的作者其實是在說誰
But Philip points himTo say no, he's talking about Jesus.
腓利就話俾佢聽，經文其實係講關於耶穌基督。
He might have read to him the two verses before this passage.
可能腓利就係喺以賽亞書嘅之前嘅章節，亦都係向呢個嘅太監提起。
Let me read to you Isaiah 53 verses 5 and 6.
喺第以賽亞書第嘅五十三章第五節同埋第六節。
But he was wounded for our transgressions; he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray; we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
經文係咁話，哪知他為我們的過犯受害，為我們的罪孽壓傷。因他受的刑罰，我們得平安；因他受的鞭傷，我們得醫治。我們都如羊走迷，各自人偏行己路。耶和華使我們眾人的罪孽都歸在他身上。
And so many of you again are familiar with those verses because we frequently read it related to Easter and Good Friday.
大家可能對呢段經文好熟悉，因為通常喺復活節或者係受難節，我哋會提起呢段經文。
And those verses tell us that this person that is dying not because of things that he had done, but he's dying for other people's sins.
呢幾節嘅經文所提到呢個人唔係為自己嘅罪而死，係為其他人罪而死。
And the Jewish people were looking for a Messiah that would help them to overthrow the Roman government.
當時的猶太人其實是期望有位的尼賽亞是興起來作王是從他們的壓迫者當中去拯救出來
But Philip was showing to this Ethiopian eunuch that this Messiah came first to die for people's sins
但是腓利去解釋給這個太監聽這個尼賽亞是為眾人而死
And so apparently he became a Christian
最終呢個太監成為一個基督徒。
He believed that Jesus was the Messiah.
佢相信耶穌就係呢個嘅尼賽亞。
Because in verse 36 he says, "Well, look, there's some water. Should I get baptized?"
因為36節就話啦，咦，有水喎，我應該係受洗。
Now baptism is an outward sign where we show people our inward faith.
浸禮係一個外在嘅標記，去表明我哋內在嘅一個嘅信心。
And so This Ethiopian eunuch was willing to show to others, particularly those people in his caravan, the people that he was not just a hidden Christian, he wanted to share it publicly with others.
一同喺馬車隊嘅人面前去接受洗禮，佢唔係一個靜雞雞嘅基督徒。
And so this Ethiopian eunuch was filled with joy.
呢個太監係充滿喜樂。
And then God took Philip and took him to another place.
神之後就將腓利去帶走，去到另一個嘅地方。
So what do we learn? What lessons do we learn from this story?
從呢個故事，我哋學習到咩嘅功課咧？
Let me share with you three.
有三樣我想同大家分享。
The first lesson is we must be prepared to follow God's leading.
第一，我哋要準備好去跟隨神嘅帶領。
We mentioned that Philip had a very successful ministry in Samaria.
之前腓利，我提到腓利喺撒瑪利亞有好成功嘅事工。
Yet God guided him to a deserted place to meet up with one person.
但神就引領去到個嘅曠野去遇見一個人。
And so it talks about an angel in verse 26. It talks about the Holy Spirit in verse 29 and 39.
第26節提到主的一個使者，喺第29節、39節亦都提到有聖靈。
Now I can't say that I've had an angel tell me what to do.
我唔可以同大家講，有天使去話俾我聽應該咩點樣做。
Certainly, as a senior pastor, I want to get guidance from God.
作為主任牧師，我當然係希望得到神嘅帶領啦。
But I can say that the Holy Spirit points me in certain directions.
但係我可以講，聖靈係會帶領我去某一啲嘅方向。
He prompts me. He leads me.
佢會催逼我，感動我。
And as we are filled with the Holy Spirit, that is controlled by the Holy Spirit, God will lead us through His Holy Spirit.
當我哋係被聖靈充滿，被聖靈所引導嘅話，神係會帶領我哋。
God certainly doesn't lead us contrary to the Word of God, but sometimes He will lead us beyond what the Word of God tells us.
神帶領我哋去做嘅係唔會違背聖經，但係佢所提到嘅會係超出喺聖經之外。
And it seems that people also have a choice to obey God, obey the Holy Spirit or not.
受到感動之後，人有選擇去跟唔跟從呢個嘅引領。
And so Philip certainly was obedient to what the Holy Spirit told him to do.
而很明顯，腓利就係順從聖靈嘅指引。
And sometimes I'm sure it was uncomfortable for Philip.
對腓利嚟講，可能係一件唔容易做嘅事。
Because again, here was this Ethiopian eunuch who was a black man.
呢個埃提亞伯嘅太監係一個黑人。
He was a different class. He was much richer.
地位同佢唔相同，佢更加嘅有錢。
And he was a very powerful person in the government.
佢喺政界裏邊好大嘅權力。
And yet Philip was obedient to what God told him to do.
但腓利就係順從神所命令佢做嘅事。
The second lesson that we learn from this story is that God is preparing people and circumstances.
第二個學到嘅功課就係神係正在預備一啲人或者係環境。
And so we clearly see from this story that God wanted Philip to meet up with this Ethiopian eunuch.
從呢個故事我哋睇到，好明顯神係想腓利去遇到呢個嘅太監。
And this Ethiopian eunuch was already searching for God.
呢個埃提亞伯嘅太監。 是正在喺度尋找緊神。
And he just so happened was reading Isaiah 53.
而咁啱佢就係睇緊以賽亞53章。
And so it's no coincidence.
呢個唔係巧合。
God is preparing.
神喺度預備緊。
He's preparing people and he's preparing circumstances.
預備嘅人，預備緊情況。
And so sometimes in our day and age, we might be thinking, oh, no one's interested in Christianity.
在今時今日，或者你會覺諗，再冇人去對基督教有興趣。
That our society is even hostile to Christianity.
我哋呢個嘅社會對基督 教可能是敵對的。
But remember, even in Philip's time, he was sharing the gospel in the midst of persecution.
但其實在腓利的時代，教會是正在受到逼迫。
But yet, God was working in people's hearts.
但神在人的心裏面不停地動工。
And so, we need to recognize that even in the midst of opposition to Christianity, God is working.
所以認定，就算在受到逼迫的時候，神仍然正在工作。
The third lesson that we learn from this story is that we must be prepared to share the good news.
第三個功課就是我們要預備好是跟其他人去分享福音。
You see, when Philip was met up with his Ethiopian eunuch, he knew what to say and how to lead him from that passage to talk about Jesus and the Messiah.
當腓利遇到安提阿伯這個太監的時候，他是懂得去怎樣利用經文去將這個太監指示去基督的身上。
We said that Philip was an ordinary person, he was a lay person.
腓利其實是一個很普通的人，是一個平信徒。
He was not an apostle.
他不是一個使徒。
But somehow he knew about enough about the scriptures.
但是他對聖經有足夠的認識。
And so we also need to know about God's word as well.
所以我們也是對神的話語要有一定的認識。
Philip didn't say, well, you know, you're asking these questions and let me see if I can find an apostle to tell you, explain to you Isaiah 53.
腓利沒說，你問這些問題，讓我去找一個使徒去幫，去答你這些問題吧。
No, Philip was prepared.
不是，腓利他自己，他是有受到準備，是懂得去怎樣去解釋。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 15. Peter says, always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you.
在彼得前书三章十五节咁话，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常作准备。
Now, I know that many times we have evangelistic meetings.
我知道喺我哋通常好多时会有呢啲报道嘅聚会。
Invite a speaker to come in and to share the gospel.
我们会邀请讲员去传福音。
And God uses that, and many people become Christians.
神去透过这些的聚会带领很多人信主。
But God also works one-on-one as well.
神对我们一对一也都是会使用。
God uses individual Christians like you and me.
神用我们个别基督徒好像你和我一样。
And these people need to hear the good news.
人是需要听福音。
But the question is, are we prepared to even present the gospel?
问题我们是否准备好去向人去讲述福音呢？
People may have questions.
人可能有问题。
Do we have enough Bible knowledge to be able to help answer those questions?
我們對聖經有沒有足夠的認識去解答這些問題
呢？ And if not, then maybe we need to go to Sunday school. We need to be trained and prepared.
如果沒有的話，我們是不是真的去應該去回主日學？我們應該受到訓練呢？
And so I believe that this story in the book of Acts points us to another way God works.
所以《使徒行傳》這個的故事去告訴我們，神是工作的，是有另一方面的工作。
Yes, God uses mass evangelism.
对，神是会用一些大型的聚会，福音性的聚会。
But God uses people one-on-one as well.
神亦都会使用一对一去带领人信主。
And so are we listening to the Holy Spirit as he guides us to certain people?
当圣灵引领时候，我们是有没有去听神的声音呢？
Are there people around you who God is preparing their heart?
在你身边有没有人神已经在准备他的心呢？
And are we prepared to be able to share the good news with these people?
我们有没有准备好向这些人去传福音呢？
Let me close with a true story.
结束的时候想跟大家分享一个真实的故事。
I was invited a number of years ago to speak at a retreat in the Midwest.
幾年前在美國的中部，我有一次被邀請去為一個的退休會做講員。
And at the end of this retreat, they had sort of a testimony time.
咁喺退休會的尾聲的時候，有人就可以去分享他們的見證。
And there was a college student whose name was Andrew who shared this testimony.
嗰陣時就有一位大學生叫做 Andrew， 他就分享了以下呢個嘅故事。
He said that he was finished his first year and he had a roommate who was not Chinese, who was not a Christian.
咁佢話佢啱啱完成咗大學嘅第一年，佢有喺學校有一個嘅同房，唔係一個嘅基督徒。
And this non-Christian roommate, his name was John.
呢一個嘅非基督徒個名就叫阿 John。
And so through the whole year, they had lived together.
咁喺整年嘅時候，佢哋係住喺一齊。
And this Christian roommate Andrew never shared the gospel with his non-Christian roommate.
Andrew 係一個嘅基督徒，但係喺整年裏邊，佢冇同佢嘅室友傳福音。
He always felt like, oh, my roommate, he's not ready for it yet.
佢個心諗話：，我室友仲未係準備好接受。
He's not interested.
佢冇對基督教冇興趣。
But one day, toward the end of the school year, John was coming home.
就喺呢個學年結束嘅時候，呢一個嘅非基督徒嘅室友就要翻屋企啦。
And he walked by this park where a street evangelist was preaching.
佢經過一個嘅公園，當時有人做街頭報道。
It's kind of like Boston Common.
就好似我哋波士頓嘅公園一樣。
And so sometimes we see people preaching at, you know, near the subway stop.
有時會喺地鐵站出口旁邊見到有人喺度講道。
And we say, oh, no one ever listens to those people.
你可能話，哦，從來冇人會聽佢哋講嘢嘅。
Well, this person John, he listened to this person, and he became a Christian.
但呢個嘅 John 聽到之後，成為咗一個基督徒。
And so he came back to his room and told his roommate Andrew that.He had just become a Christian.
翻翻嚟宿舍就同呢位基督徒嘅室友 Andrew 讲：我信咗耶稣啦。
And Andrew shares with him, "Oh, great! Hey, I'm a Christian too."
咁 Andrew 就话：啊，好啊，其实我都系基督徒嚟嘅。
And then John said, "Well, how come you never told me about this before about Christianity?"
阿 John 就问啦：咁点解你从来冇同我提起关于耶稣嘅咧
？And Andrew admitted.At this testimony that he was so convicted by that.
当 Andrew 听到之后，佢自己就觉得被指证。
That God was obviously preparing his roommate.
神好明显其实喺度预备紧佢嘅室友。
And maybe he was prompted by the Holy Spirit, but he just said, "Oh, it's not going to work, or he's not ready."
Andrew 可能曾经系被神所感动，但系佢自己觉得，哦，我室友系未准备好嘅。
And so God had to use a street evangelist.To the job, you might say.
終於神要安排去另一個做街頭報道人去接觸呢一個嘅非基督徒。
And so I believe that if we understand how God works, we will hopefully cooperate and work with God in helping to bring people to Christ.
所以希望大家明白，有時我哋要準備好去同神一齊嘅去同工。
Let's bow together in prayer.
我哋低頭一齊祈禱。
Father, we thank you for this story.
父神啊，感謝你係俾我哋呢個嘅故事。
That teaches us that you and your Holy Spirit are working.